Join Jennifer and Brianna, two enthusiastic realtors with a deep love for their home state, as they uncover local towns and communities, unique spaces and places, and the rich history that makes Kentucky a fantastic destination for both residents and visitors. This podcast is your go-to guide for all things Kentucky, featuring local businesses and events, community spotlights, and a focus on the people and stories that make each town unique. You'll come away with a newfound appreciation for the beauty and warmth of Kentucky and experience it like a local, no matter where you're from.
Okay, here we are. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Jennifer.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
It's episode 5. We've made it. I'm not great, but I'm not horrible.
I almost said quattro when 5 is actually cinco.
Hey, it's almost Cinco de Mayo time.
It is. It is.
What do we have to catch up on from this last week? We had first day of spring.
And it was cold. And snowed.
It snowed. It snowed on the first day of spring. Does that mean like good luck or bad luck?
Where's that groundhog?
What does that mean?
But there's flowers everywhere, so yeah. We're okay with it.
We have Easter coming up this weekend. And then we have spring break. Our staycations. That's going to be fun.
Yep.
Don't know what we're going to get into, but hopefully it's warm. What are you guys doing?
We're surprising the kids and doing the railway explorers. The bike pedaling.
No, I haven't.
Yep. That's what we're going to do.
We did it's Bluegrass Station over there in Versailles, the same kind of over in that area. Mm-hmm. We did a little train ride to the end and back one time.
Cute.
That was fun. And you got to get off and pick a pumpkin and have some apple cider.
I love it.
It was very inexpensive. Very fun.
Yeah.
Well, you'll have to report back.
I will.
And let us know.
I will.
Do you think the kids will like it?
I hope so.
I hope so, too. If not, mom and dad will like
Stuck
it.
Stuck on a complaining train ride.
So we're going to put ourselves on the spot a little bit here, if we can. And tell you something about us. You guys know that we both live here in Georgetown. We are both not born here.
No.
I've been here a little sooner than you. I moved here when I was 5 or 6, and you've been here 9-ish, 10-ish years, right?
Yep.
I claim Kentucky, though. At least I feel like I do. But maybe something that you all don't know about us, other than we're realtors, we're moms, and we live in Georgetown, Kentucky, and we clearly love Kentucky.
We do.
What's something fun somebody might not know about you? Do you have like a secret something or like a hidden talent that we don't know?
I have
or
a maybe... whole family. No, I'm just kidding.
What's something that people don't know about you?
You probably know that I do photography on the side too. I would think that's something that a lot of people do know about me. You probably don't know that I played college volleyball.
No, I don't.
Yep.
And I did forget your photography. I guess I forget about that. But some people that meet you may not know that.
Right.
They may know you from your realtor life.
That's true.
So you played college volleyball.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was okay.
Just okay.
I only got a season. I found out I was pregnant with Maddie shortly after that. So, but yeah, I do miss that part of my life. So what about you?
Well, I have an array of things, too, that I think that, because I feel like I'm pretty much an open book and people can tell a lot about me. I've touched on it a couple times probably before, but I almost majored in music. Mm-hmm. I think we talked about that on another episode. That was one I thought about. And then really, the biggest thing is I'm really an introvert.
Are you really?
I really am deep down an introvert. I have always been somebody that's kind of been at the forefront of, you know, talking about things, getting in front of people, doing things, taking charge of things, committees, all that fun stuff, even when I was younger.
I would
in high
never
know. But I don't know. I think like when you take one of those tests that tell you what letters you are, I still don't know what that means. But I guess maybe I'm like an introvert, extrovert, maybe. I don't know how that works. But that's not really that fun of a fact. But I am really an introvert. I like people, but I'd probably rather just stay home sometimes.
With your puppy.
With my puppy. Well, maybe we'll throw you guys some fun facts about us. You can learn who we are as time goes on. We're only on episode 5. There's lots to learn, right?
That's right.
Okay. This week, for our Kentucky-esque talk, we're kind of going a little different direction. we have some quick hitters and some really fun weird laws to talk about that you may or may not know. Start with an easy one. Kentucky's population is the 26th largest in the country. So kind of in the middle there, right?
Yeah, right. Probably smack dab in the middle. Right. Yep.
Our state has over 4.5 million people. Nothing shocker there. Louisville is the largest and most populated of all the Kentucky cities. And here, since we just talked about us not being natives, only 68.94% of Kentuckians were born in Kentucky.
That's cool. I wonder where people are moving from the most.
We'll have to ask the research department. Hey, that light.
Where are you from, yeah, guys?
That room here at the library, the Kentucky room, we will have to jump in a little bit deeper. I posted some video of that last week. It's really unique, from books that you can check out, but down to the genealogy and census and all kinds of stuff. I know that I do have some ties here, you know, through Ancestry DNA showed me that. That's pretty interesting. So I might have to check it out.
Yeah, you should post that so we can take a look. I've always wanted to do those genealogy, mm-hmm, just family trees. Really fun.
It's really, when I was pregnant, I kind of went on a deep dive. I'd stay up till like 3 and 4 in the morning just like researching online about my family and stuff.
What did you do with your pregnancy insomnia?
That's what I did. That is what I did.
That's awesome.
So, let's see. What else do we have here? Kentucky has rivers on its north, west, and east borders, making it the only state with 3 continuous river borders.
I learned that Kentucky has more flowing water than every state except Alaska. That was on our little quiz.
Really?
Yep. Because I'm thinking when we moved here, you know, because being from New England, there's no water in Kentucky. Yeah, it's more flowing. So the rivers and the streams, more than any other state except Alaska.
In today's, now you know. No, I did not know that.
Look at you learning stuff.
I know. What? Tell us. Well, we'll get to the animals in a minute. Let's keep going on. Well, we are at the animals, so here we are.
Welcome.
We can't even follow our own show notes. Kentucky is home to the largest elk herd east of the Mississippi, which is also interesting to me. I don't know that I've seen personally a lot of elk.
I know,
but I'm also probably not traveling to areas that would
house them.
What did you learn about animals? About a squirrel? Tell us about the squirrel.
That our state animal is a gray squirrel.
Our state animal is a gray squirrel.
Like, that's the best you could come up with.
I think we need a challenge. Like, is Shop Local Kentucky Shop or Kentucky for Kentucky? Like, I wonder if they've ever done any shirts that have the gray squirrel.
The tail.
Interesting that the gray squirrel is our state animal.
It's because they're everywhere.
Is it?
Maybe.
The thoroughbred horse is the state's official mammal of Kentucky. So the most common mammals in our state are coyotes, skunks, white-tailed deer, and foxes. I can attest to that. I see those all the time. It was skunk season here probably a couple weeks ago.
Oh,
was,
yeah,
it not?
Oh,
right.
They were everywhere. I felt bad because they were all over the road.
I'm not a deer hunter, but I have friends that do hunt deer. I know we've got a pretty big population.
Yep. So Logan went hunting for the first time.
Okay.
And shot a deer, 5 minutes into their hunt. So
just 5 minutes in. Yep. Lucky him. Yep. Do you think he'll go back?
Oh, yeah. Well, and we still have deer meat in the freezer. So it's been great.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm not a hunter. I never have been.
Me neither.
Not that it's not my thing. I just don't think I have had the opportunity to. I like to fish, but I don't know that I'm a hunter. But I just think it's interesting to talk about the most common animals, well, mammals in this case, in our state. Some people don't know that. I think we just had some folks in from Colorado, and we were just talking about the animals there and how prominent they are and how different they are. So
different. Yep.
Interesting. Our official state bird is the northern cardinal. I did know that.
I knew that one too.
The cardinal was,
yep,
was that. And what about the fish? This is something else you
should know. This one
you should, you, yeah, learned also. The,
yes,
Kentucky
spotted bass
is the official. Did you all know we had an official fish? Official fish.
The officially
of Kentucky. Who knew, right? Who knew? I've never caught a Kentucky spotted bass before, but.
What do you catch?
Fish that are about the size of my pinky. We usually only fish, like, if we go camping and stuff like that. I would probably love to catch a big fish one day, but they're all normally small. Probably little common bottom feeder lake fish. Nothing that's
nothing
ever
we're eating.
Nothing we're eating. And I mean, I don't know that I could tell you what a Kentucky spotted bass looks like. So I may have to put that. So
yeah.
Let's talk about the most dangerous animals in Kentucky.
Oof. Those black bears. Oh, I hate black widow spiders. They are everywhere, though. Have you ever seen one?
I have.
Yep. No thanks. Cottonmouth snakes and copperhead snakes are two of the most dangerous snakes in Kentucky, too.
I'm terrified of snakes.
I'm just afraid I'm going to step on one, and that's going to be...
When we do go camping and we're at the lakes, they always have notices up, or some of the Facebook pages will say, like, hey, we spotted a nest or whatever. And I just get worried when we're walking. I don't so much right around our campsite, but when we're walking down, like, to the water and there's leaves everywhere and, like, you know, kids are wanting to run off somewhere. I'm like, please do not do that.
Right.
I don't want to live in that fear, but I also don't want want to meet a copperhead snake anywhere.
We hike a lot in the spring and fall, and that's my fear, too.
I know that they are more scared of us than we are of them.
Right.
But still, if you accidentally step on one, they're going to defend themselves. So.
Yep, I would.
Whew, wow, we're making Kentucky sound like a great place.
Come on and visit.
Squirrels and snakes and squirrels. This was an interesting fact. The rare and endangered species of animals in the bluegrass state are the rusty patched bumblebee, the blackside dace, which is a fish, by the way.
I was going to ask you. Okay.
It is a fish.
Okay.
Indiana bat. Indiana, what are you doing here? Why are you in Kentucky? The gray bat, the whooping crane, and the Cumberland darter.
Is that a fish too or a bird?
That's a good question.
Okay.
That I don't know. We're going to look that one up.
I have seen whooping cranes.
Yes.
In person. They're beautiful. Oh my gosh, they're so beautiful. And the bumblebee makes me sad.
A Cumberland darter is a rare species of freshwater ray-finned fish.
Okay.
And he actually, minus his little fins on the top, he looks very similar to that blackside dace.
Okay.
So I don't really know why they're endangered. I think probably my guess would be climate change and...
Pollution, maybe.
Pollution.
Yep.
Deforestation, maybe, something like that. I did know this. Our state symbols for plants include our state tree, which is the tulip poplar, and the state flower, which is the goldenrod.
I'm surprised our state tree isn't the freaking Bradford pear.
Yes, everybody. After you posted that, like, it was like the perfect season. Everybody in the neighborhood, their Bradford pears were blooming. And so we're kind of down on the end, and our neighbor diagonal, he has a Japanese maple. But we're like,
oh,
we ripped out our Bradford pears.
Yes, they got to go.
And I thought people are going to think we're nuts because, I mean, I don't want to be like everybody else anyways. But we're like, boom, 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 Bradford pears. And then nothing. But
they're beautiful, but the smell and the, like, just mess that they leave, oh, it's terrible. Yep. And the fact that they're invasive. Let's not forget that.
And our state flower being goldenrod is kind of, I don't know. I mean, that's what makes us all sneeze.
Yes. Like,
it's very fitting for probably our allergy season here in Kentucky. So those are some quick hitters. Maybe you already knew those. Maybe you didn't. I didn't know that the gray squirrel was our pet.
Thank you, Elbar. I learned that this week.
Yes. if there is not a Kentucky gray squirrel shirt, I think we might have to have some Let's Get Local shirts with squirrels.
And I can picture. I mean, you know how Shop Local Kentucky is.
Yes.
Yeah,
we may have to talk to them about that.
It'd be so funny. So we're going to dive into some weird laws.
I think that we should. There was only one or two of these that I knew about. And when we did our research, I was surprised to find some of the other ones.
So funny.
So our first one is that no reptiles are allowed to be used for religious purposes.
I just...
It used to be a thing, and honestly, it still is a thing somewhere. And truth be told, I bet somewhere in Kentucky there's still someone that does have a church service with the sneaky snakes.
I just can't.
But yes, it is against the law to handle them, display them, or to use them in a religious gathering or ritual. And I don't know. It may not be my thing. Is it your thing?
I'm not going to that church.
No, you're not Mm-mm. going to that church.
No,
so,
no thanks.
I think the law kind of came into play, I think, just because there was a rise of snake handling in certain Christian churches in the early 20th century, which is, yeah.
Live and learn.
Live and learn.
Yep.
I wonder how that played out for everybody. So, what's our next one?
Oh, gosh.
Do we want to talk about this one?
Are we talking about the sex on a parked motorcycle is out? So in London, Kentucky, you're not allowed to have sex on a parked motorcycle. Note the word parked.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you? I don't know how that would play out anyway.
So in theory, sexual relations on a moving motorcycle is not illegal.
Can you?
Oh, my goodness.
I just.
I don't. I think.
Hey, kudos to you guys who try to break this law.
Right. So I think I have a lot of questions, if I'm being honest, but like this had to have happened for this law to get into place. Like all of these things had what is the background of whatever?
Something.
So the parked motorcycle like is out, but kudos to you. If you can make it happen while you're moving, you're not breaking the law. Right. So that's interesting.
So funny.
Keeping in line here with our moving vehicles, no hunting from a moving vehicle, which I get that, but hunting from a motor vehicle is illegal. But here's the best part. Except for whales, if you can find one in Kentucky.
Right.
Because we're so far away from the ocean. But, right. So I guess if you find a whale, you can shoot it from your car. Good luck with that in Kentucky. So I do understand this. You can't just drive down the road and see a deer. But you could probably stop the car, right? It says it's moving.
Right.
So we have two different laws here. One's moving, one's not. No hunting from your moving, but you can do the deed on your moving motorcycle.
Right. Watch out, 75.
Yes. It's Kentucky.
Oh, my
gosh. And we wonder why people stereotype us.
I know. Right? This is so bad. Okay. So you told me you have a story about this one, and I'm curious. So no dying chicks, ducklings, or baby bunnies the color blue in Kentucky, which blue is like our color around here. So no one shall dye blue and sell baby ducks, chicks, or rabbits unless doing so in a group of six or more.
Yes.
Otherwise, they face a fine of $500.
Yes, it's not that exciting of a story. So in one of my former lives, I worked at Southern States. We had a new store in Nicholasville, Kentucky. We were one of five pilot stores across the Eastern Coast that they kind of tried a new vibe of new thing and whatnot. Well, I loved working for Southern States, I'm not going to lie. And they said, hey, we want you to go work over at our Paris location, Paris, Kentucky, for a little bit. They need a little bit of help cleaning some things up and whatnot. So the first or second day I was there, they said, hey, we got our new, it was chick days. We got our new shipment in of chicks. And I went over to go check them out, and they were all different colors. Mostly blue.
Okay.
There were some red or pink. I don't know what they were.
Was it Easter time?
It was close to it because like chick days are right now. Like chick days just started like a week ago.
Okay.
So I was like, is this normal? Like, because the chicks that we had over in the Nicholasville store, we never had these multicolored chicks. So I was like, okay with it. So I started telling everyone like, oh, how cool. You can come to Southern States.
Rainbow chickens.
Your rainbow chickens. And then about 3 days later, our district manager came in and about lost his mind because he told us how illegal it was that we had already gotten a phone call from someone. Like they had called either the Animal Society or called something because he had gotten a call that he heard at Southern States that we were abusing chicks. So we thought, what in the world is happening that you all are abusing these baby chicks? So it's not that exciting of a story, but I guess it was the fact that, like, we could have all gotten fined. Like, I guess it's the way they told us is because we were all, even though it was a store, but because we were promoting it and, like, oh, I mean, gotcha. I made flyers and everything. I was telling those, that was before, like, social media was what it is now. I was telling everybody that we had these.
Goodness.
But looking at this law now, it says, unless doing so in groups of six or more.
Yep.
So maybe we wouldn't have broken the law because we probably had about
half
50
dozen
of those
chickens.
We had a lot.
Yeah.
We had a lot.
And it only says blue, so you can sell those pink and red ones all day.
Right? I just want to know, again, what happened? But that was with chicks. So ducklings or baby bunnies.
Oh.
Like, I don't. I just wonder what
Can
happened.
Can you imagine how cute a little blue baby bunny?
Until they grow out and then yeah, they're tie-dye. But we'd love to hear from you guys if you know
so
anybody
funny.
That's ever done that before. So our next, this one has me giggling already. Our next weird law for Kentucky is that a woman can only marry the same man three times.
Shh.
Once wasn't enough. We have to do it two
and
three
times.
Again, I'm very curious as to what happened, as to why three times. I do know people that have gotten divorced and then gotten remarried.
Yes.
Like years later.
Yes.
I know that. But I guess you can't.
No.
Three times.
Three times.
Three times you're out.
Yep. Three strikes.
So, I wonder what's happened that. That can't take place.
No.
So tell us about Franklin County. What's
You are not allowed to trade horses after dark in Franklin County.
I wonder why just Franklin County.
I don't know.
Again, what happened?
Somebody traded somebody a donkey instead of a horse. I can't imagine.
I'm sure this has to go back quite a bit because
yes.
I don't think there's much horse trading. I mean, there are horse traders out there, don't get me wrong, but I don't know. It's just interesting.
It's got to be
horses
like
after dark.
The transparency part of it. Like, oh, you can't see what you're getting after dark.
Right.
I don't know.
Maybe it was a different color or different breed of horse or something. So.
All right. We're calling out Hoggies and Spots.
We've saved the best
this
for
is
last.
Awesome. In Kentucky, you can't walk around with an ice cream cone in your pocket.
Why would you have an ice cream cone in your pocket?
For later? I don't know. We're going to gather like 500 people downtown Georgetown and break this law this summer. It's happening.
For Guinness Book of World Records.
Is that conspiracy? Are we conspiring right now?
Again, it's like, how do you get an ice cream cone in your pocket?
I
kind of want to try just to see what would happen. But why is it?
I don't know.
Why is it illegal?
Does it have to have ice cream in it? Or can it just be the cone?
Oh, that's a good point.
Here we go.
So now every day between 10 and 11, I'm going to put an ice cream cone, just the cone, waffle cone or cake cone,
yep,
in my pocket and walk up and down Main Street.
Wait to get arrested.
And see what happens. I'm going to have to ask our police friends about this
and see
if
awesome.
They've ever had anybody that's done that. So those are a couple of fun facts. We hope you all enjoyed those. If there's something that we don't know about that you want to share, let us know. Stay tuned for our limited edition gray squirrel shirts that may or may not ever happen. So,
oh my gosh.
So our feature place of the week, I don't know if you've ever been there, is the Raven Run Nature Sanctuary. Have you ever been to Raven Run?
I have been there, yes.
Yay. So I love this place. I had been... a long time ago, and then we hadn't been for years, and then started going some last year, took the family, and then I have been since probably a couple times on my own if I'm in Lexington and just need a spot to go get some fresh air and mm-hmm. get out and about. So Raven Run is in Lexington. It is out, what are we talking, Richmond Road, Tate's Creek Road is probably the easiest way to get to it.
I usually just take Frankfurt Road for my
Do
house because I'm right there.
That's true.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
Yep.
It is a 734-acre nature sanctuary that is dedicated to preserving the natural beauty of the Kentucky River Palisades and early Kentucky history. So part of the property was acquired with funds from the Kentucky Heritage Land Conservation Fund. And then it's free. Mm-hmm. That's the best part, is that it's free because it is an extension of Lexington, Fayette County parks. So they do have some hours. I know they just changed, I think, heading into March and April. You do have to check in when you get there. They like to know who's there and all that stuff like that and check out. I love that they do some specialty events. We'll talk about those in a minute. But I think one of the coolest things is talking a little bit about the Kentucky history that they have tried to preserve that's there. So I know they have over 10 miles of hiking trails, which that provides to our streams, all of our streams that you talked about. Meadows and the woodlands. And I think the first time I ever went on a hike there, it was really neat to experience almost all of that. The stream, like we kind of walked through more of like the meadow, then into the woods, then down by the streams, and then back up.
Yeah.
So in a short hike, you were actually able to experience all of that. When you guys went, what did you hike?
Yes. And it was the most recent time, it was incredibly muddy.
Oh, really? So,
well, it was just
gotcha.
The kids wanted to get out, and it was that time of the year. Yeah. So I knew what we were getting ourselves into. Have you ever hiked all the way up to the top to see that overlook?
I have not.
Me neither.
I have not.
It's kind of an intense hike, so I haven't done it with the kids. But it's a 70-foot overlook into the Kentucky River.
I've seen the pictures, but no, I never have. Maybe I'll have to put that on the list. Maybe, not for the kids, maybe, but for post-spring break activity.
Yep.
We have numerous 19th-century remnants of early settlers, over 600 species of plants, which they kind of allow the visitors, kind of like we talked about, to become acquainted with different parts of what that world looked like and what's been preserved, which I love that it's still protected. I know we work in real estate and we're always talking about land being developed and whatnot, but I am a purist and I love, I love keeping a lot of our land how it was supposed to be.
Yep. And they have a monarch sanctuary there.
Yes, Monarch Way Station. I've not been to that.
It's cute.
Very cute. Very cute. So their nature center, which is right by the parking lot. We have been in, have you been inside there where they have some of the hands-on exhibits, some of the skeletons of the different, probably those Kentucky animals that we talked about, right?
The gray squirrel.
The gray squirrel. I know there was a turtle, some just different skeletons and different bones that were there that were very neat. We spent quite a bit of time in there. Some that are in cases and some that are hands-on that you can kind of check out. And they usually always have someone staffed there to answer any questions. They do a couple events. One of my favorite ones that I am going to try to make to, I didn't get to last fall, is the stargazing event.
Oh, yes. I've heard of that, too.
You guys might like that. They are later at night. They did start on March 18th, which was just a week or two ago.
Yeah.
So the next ones they have coming up will be April 22nd at 9 o'clock, May 20th at 9:30, and June 17th at 9:30. And the Bluegrass Amateur Astronomy Club is who kind of helps put that on. But I thought, what a beautiful place.
Yeah, that's perfect.
To do that. I know they have a 10K, probably more than I care to do.
Oh, yeah.
More Ks than I need to do.
Yeah, no, thank you. I was looking at the trails on here. They did. It does say that they, you know, restructured some of the trails, but there's like 9 or 10 different trails that you can hike out. So, I mean, you can go out several different days and not see the same thing twice.
Right. It is beautiful. So the Raven 10K is not until the fall. It's in October, so we can talk about that again later.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we can start practicing. Yeah. No, we're not training. I don't.
10K, we could walk it.
10K. 10 Gs. No, I'm just kidding. I do have something for you. So the Raven 10K is Sunday, October 6th. So they only open it up to 170 people. And that registration opens in August, so we'll remind everybody back in August. But, and they do have the course map is online if you want to see kind of where it takes you to. But they do have a virtual option, so you can do a run or walk.
In my living room.
Mm-hmm. That is the September 29th through October 6th. So you can still go and register online, but it is a virtual walk or run. Maybe not in your living room.
Like, how does that work? You jog in place for 10 minutes.
It's just kind of on the honor system. Yeah, on your own. So I think you can still participate that way, which I think is great. I don't know that a 10K is probably something that's on my future, but I would love for it to be just because it's beautiful. So
yeah, it's fun.
So that's a little bit about Raven Run Nature Sanctuary. We have a couple other places that I hope we can talk about and visit. McConnell Springs is something very small, I know, in Lexington, but it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. We've got the gorge. I mean, gosh, our whole state really has a lot of things, but I wanted to focus on a couple things right here that are easy access. We have spring break coming up with a lot of people doing staycations. Check out Raven Run. Their website is very user-friendly.
Yes.
Their hours are there. You know, like I said, they've got a great parking lot. And if you don't want to go do a big hike, maybe it's not your thing, to the right of the parking lot is a paved little kind of hike.
Yeah.
And you can go to the left or go to the right, and they have some great signage that tells you what you're looking at with the native plants, some of the streams that cross there. There's a little bridge. So that's stroller accessible, little kiddo accessible. So yep. I think that's very friendly to go check out if you're not wanting to take a deep dive.
We used to take the kids out there when they were really small, just let them run.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Beautiful place. Take advantage of it right outside of downtown Lexington.
If you have the All Trails app, have you downloaded that?
Yes.
They're on there too. So it's super easy to navigate. But they do have their maps online and paper maps in there too.
All Trails is great.
I love All Trails.
I'm not an avid hiker, but if you're someone that's going to get out, get that. We use that in Colorado a ton, and it was a big lifesaver. So Raven Run, check it out.
Yep.
Check back with us. Let us know. Send us your pictures if you go. We want to see what fun you had. All right. Our feature business of the week. We're going to do a little light intro to this group because I would love to have them join us sometime later in the year and give us the whole lowdown on how they got started, but we have a little bit of history. So tell us who we have.
Yeah, Country Boy Brewing.
Yay.
I don't know if you all have seen, but they were just down a week or so ago in Epcot. Their cream cider is going to be on tap in Disney.
That's huge.
That's so cool.
That's huge. Can you imagine just walking by and looking over and looking and seeing Country Boy orange cream cider?
Lexington, Kentucky. Yeah. So, so cool.
That orange cream cider I had on accident. I don't know. It's been a while. It was one of the earlier Kentucky games this year. I had a friend in town and we stopped by to see him, and I wasn't going to have anything to drink. And I said, we have this extra here. It's this cream cider. You should try it. It was good.
Yeah.
It was really good. It was reminiscent of a Blue Moon, if anybody ever.
That's like, my fave.
I feel like I drank Blue Moon like it was water in my early 20s. But it was reminiscent of that, but better.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting. So that's down there for the Flower and Garden Festival I saw that's going
on.
So
pretty.
Right now.
Yes. Yeah.
So I don't know. We're not going to make it back down that way for a couple months. So I don't know if it'll still be there, but
let's. We know a lot of you guys are going for spring break.
Yes. So send your pictures back. We want to see. So let's talk a little bit about Country Boy. Kind of, I thought, you know, how they got their name, who they are. I did. Some of this I already knew, and some of it I had to do a little bit of just verification on. So Country Boy was founded in 2012 by four Kentucky natives, which are really Scott County natives, to be honest. Jeff Beagle, Nate and Evan Coppage, and then DH, which Daniel, everybody knows him as DH, Harrison. And they were, I know DH, I think, was from Sadieville, I'm pretty sure. So the story kind of goes that DH went to Georgetown College, and then he went to UK, and then he put in for a job in Japan at the same time that Nate did, which was very unique. So they both got teaching jobs in Japan in our sister city, which we haven't talked about that yet, but Georgetown, Kentucky has a sister city, Tahara, Japan. And that's where they went to go over there. And they were both over there at the same time. And I think kind of dabbled in some home brewing and stuff like that. So then they both kind of came back to Kentucky. Nate went to go work at Alltech, which they do a lot of brewing and bourbon and all kinds of stuff over there at Alltech. And then DH was actually, I think, in front of the house kind of over at Galvin's, one of our local restaurants here on Main. So he kind of learned that service side of the industry, I guess. And I think they kind of all started talking like, hey, what are we going to do, right? How are we going to make this work? So they got together with Jeff and Evan, and boom.
That's cool.
In Lexington.
Yep.
Still there on Chair Avenue. So that was like their, what, flagship store, I guess. So from there, a fun stat, they are the largest production brewery in the state.
Congratulations. That's so cool.
I mean, some little simple folks from our county, and that's a great stat. So 2017, they came to Georgetown. I did not know they were in Louisville. I did not know.
I didn't know that either.
Until I opened the research department. and took a look. So they are downtown Louisville, the Omni there, the Omni Tap Room. If you're a Louisville person, you'll know, and the Falls City Market there. So not a very big place, not as big as what Georgetown is or anything like that, but a lovely little place. So you've been to Georgetown.
Yes. Yeah.
Plenty of times.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I love having that there. You can still take the kiddos. It's not just a straight bar. They have food. I love going there to watch some of our sports games, mm-hmm. or just their patio's great in the summer.
They have fun events too. They do beer yoga. Mm-hmm.
They're very community centric,
yes,
which I think is great. They do a lot of giving back. I think they have a great video. I think I found it on their website about just very brief, 50 seconds, something like that. And I think their name kind of was just saying that, you know, at the end of the day, they're just country boys. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where the name came from. So I think that was great. Some of my favorites I put down that I like. So they have a Pog Cider, which is passion fruit, orange, and guava.
Ooh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's fun that we talked about Disney. Disney kind of put, I feel like, the Pog juice on the map for me.
Okay.
Because when you go down to Disney, there's a couple places that have it, and it's delicious.
Is it? I have not tried that.
Yes. So I think it was like a limited edition. I don't know if they have the Pog Cider all the time. They also have a Mocha Latte Porter, which is pretty intense, but it's good. So I know a lot of people love there's some staples that they have. Shotgun Wedding, Cougar Bait.
Yes.
Yep. Those are probably
The two big ones.
If you go to places, you're going to find on drafts. So.
And you can buy the cans at Kroger.
Yes. Yes. You can also buy, if you go to Country Boy and you want to take some home, they've got some there for you. They do the big growlers too. So big shout out to Country Boy. We are proud of them. Well, I'm proud of them for being a Disney. I think maybe we could have some kind of little gathering or happy hour there sometime would be fun. I know everybody does. I did for my real estate. We did a couple happy hours at Slancha. So maybe we can do a happy hour at Country Boy.
That would be fun.
Okay.
Are we talking about this largest?
We are.
Home in Kentucky is on the market.
The love of our life.
It's real crazy. Estate.
So, you know, last week we talked about Zillow Gone Wild, and that just really made me laugh.
I could have talked about that a whole episode.
And we hope that you all check that out, because it's too good not to look at. So this week, we're going to look at the largest home in Kentucky that is for sale, currently on the market, which happens to be in Lexington, for a mere $14.5 million.
Chump change.
Yeah.
Yep.
I only have 15 to spend. Hopefully I have enough. But does it have a shark tank?
Or a potato shed?
Right? So this place is pretty intense. It's beautiful to look at it. It doesn't look like something that I feel like, it feels like something I'd see in Ireland, really, when I look at these pictures.
Yep.
We have 10 bedrooms, 13 bathrooms. It's a lot.
50 rooms.
50 rooms.
50 rooms. Who's cleaning those? That's what I want to know. I mean, it's not me. It's definitely not me.
I do good to clean my 3,000 square feet. Yeah. But I know it says it was patterned after a 17th century English country home.
That's exactly what it looks like. It does. I mean, it's perfect.
It's beautiful. I mean, it is an estate. It has quite a bit of amenities to it. I'm trying to see if we have.
I mean, 28,000 square feet. That's half an acre of just living space.
So the entryway. So if you go online and look this place up, it is 1202 DeLong Place, DELONG. So the entry and the foyer have some beautiful dark wood, coffered wood ceilings, mosaic ceramic tile floor. That mahogany wood is beautiful. I mean, who's cleaning all that again?
I don't know.
Right? The kitchen, holy cow. It is a commercially appointed Viking and Sub-Zero stainless steel appliances, 4 ovens, 4 warming drawers, 3 double undermounted granite face sinks, and the list goes on. the list goes on. They have a breakfast room, their dining room. That's beautiful.
Look at
the
this.
Chandeliers in there.
Yep.
It's beautiful. Great room again going on with that coffered ceiling. I love coffered ceilings.
The primary bedroom looks like the Oval Office.
It really does.
Doesn't it?
Look at that. Look
live at that. From my master bedroom, the President of the United States.
motorized custom window treatments, wood burning limestone surround fireplace. Yeah, it's
the movie theater. Mm-hmm. Yep, and a pool.
I just like this little simple bedroom with the little blush pink. Like I could stay in there.
You can live in that one.
The fitness room, movie theater, leather seating for 9. So
no, that's not enough seats. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it's just not enough.
Pool house, second floor apartment. Second floor apartment's probably bigger than the house that I have now. So it's. There's quite a list of the features that are there from the pool to inside the house. It has been on the market a little longer than we'd probably like to see something on the market, but
that means the price is negotiable. I mean,
14.4, maybe not 14.5.
We can talk them down here.
So this, in all honesty, this is a beautiful home. I think it's going to take a very specific person to live in Lexington at this location, but we are not the lucky ones to have this listed.
Where are you, Taylor Swift? Come in.
Right? Come on. Didn't her new boyfriend spend, he didn't even spend that much, I don't think.
No.
Or did he?
I don't know.
I don't follow that.
I don't either.
Maybe they could come here, but it's brokered by EXP Realty and Douglas Schuerman. If you take a nice Google at 1202 DeLong Place, you will see all of those beautiful photos that we've talked about.
If anyone wants to split it with us, I mean, we'll pitch in.
Are we pitching in?
I would. I got $10. Right.
We didn't say how much.
In a dream.
We didn't say how much we were pitching in. So that's your fun real estate for the week. Go check that out. Let us know what you think. Oh, it's on 11 acres. Did we talk about that?
Oh, I don't even know.
Yeah.
I just
you get 11 acres.
It's so much. So what is going on this weekend? What do we need to know? What are we going to do?
Well, I think mostly Easter events.
Yes.
I know I tried to find us some great Easter egg hunts to talk about, but my goodness, they're everywhere.
They are everywhere.
They're everywhere. If you do a fun Google or Facebook event, you're going to find some.
Grace has that huge Easter egg explosion.
They?
Yeah, it's enormous.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I know that today, when this podcast comes out this evening, the Wine Project here in Georgetown is hosting a sensory wine experience. And that includes a guided tasting of 5 wines, charcuterie, and water. I thought that was important. And the water after you've had your 5 wines.
Yes.
So that's kind of neat. I've not been to the Wine Project here in Georgetown, so we're going to have to put that on the list to feature.
Yep.
We have the spring.
How much is that a person?
35.
Perfect.
35 a person.
That's awesome for 5 wines and charcuterie.
And a whole sensory wine experience.
I know. I want to know what that entails.
They did mention on there to not wear like heavy perfumes or lotions or anything like that.
Okay.
So I would say they're probably going through like smells and like what's around you and aromas.
Close your eyes and stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. That's cool.
Yeah. So downtown, we have the spring sidewalk sale this Saturday, the 27th. So that'll be fun.
I love this spring sidewalk sale downtown.
Do you?
I do.
Better than the fall? They usually do one.
I guess
fall-ish.
It really doesn't depend. I like sidewalk sales.
Okay.
So
I'm not you just picky. Want a sale.
As long as it's not winter.
Yes.
I'll walk around outside.
Discounts, gifts, shopping. I found all of the details on the Celebrate Georgetown Facebook page.
That's a great Facebook page to follow.
I think you can see. I know a lot of people will do some great sales at some of our favorite local shops. I'm sure some of the restaurants will as well. Have you been to Brown Barrel yet?
No, not yet. Okay. I need to.
We need to do a full report on that.
I was dropping Logan off for his bass guitar lesson at Georgetown Drum Sessions right next door.
Right.
Shout out to you. And it was busy already.
Good.
So
it's a place to be.
Yes.
I'm excited.
Yes.
I did see that Georgetown released their Party on the Square dates.
That means summer.
Right? I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yes.
We're close to that.
We're close.
So the first one of those is May 25th, which I think that's Memorial Day weekend heading into that.
Okay.
And that's at 7 o'clock with the Players Club. They also have a bounce house for kiddos. I think there's some great eateries. I don't know if there's some food trucks out there occasionally. A party on the square. I think there's some other dates if you go look for June and July through the summer. Always a good time. Take your own chairs and sit out there and enjoy downtown Georgetown. So Easter egg hunts this week. So we can pretty much guarantee every week you've got Slancha and Chinkapin here in Georgetown that are doing trivia and some live music. I heard there is trivia this weekend at National. Do you know anything about that?
I do. We're doing trivia. National is at 829 National in Lexington. It's the brokerage I'm a part of.
Okay.
And they're hosting a trivia night Thursday, March 28th from 6 to 8 p.m.
Okay. So National. In 2 days.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun.
The address there is 829 National Ave in Lexington, and everybody's invited.
Okay. Just around the corner from Mirror Twin and a couple other places
right
down there.
Right next to the Blushery.
Yes. You guys have a great location
over
there. We do.
Yes.
So much trivia.
I love it.
All kinds of trivia. Speaking of trivia, the same night, gosh, if I get out on that day, I'm going to have to make some decisions. The Singo that we talked about before, is it Chinkapin? So I think it's every Thursday, and I really want to go.
I know.
So that's this Thursday at 7 o'clock. So I think that's great. I also, again, spring, summer, it's here. I saw the opening day for Farm Market at Bywater Farm is right around the corner on April 10th. So that's big. And then flowers are coming. Their Festival of Flowers is next month on April 20th.
I love it.
Tis the season.
It is.
Tis the season. We'll be planting gardens and talking about how hot it is before we know it.
No, I'll never complain.
Before we know it. if you want to get outside of getting local, most important, kidding, Lynyrd Skynyrd and ZZ Top will be at Rupp Arena this week.
85 years old.
They are still going at it.
I love it.
So that's down at Rupp Arena. We wrapped up last week the Kentucky boys basketball, so we'll have to talk about that next week. Easter. We'll have to hear if the Easter Bunny came to visit everybody next week.
Yep.
So I don't know. I don't know what's going on this weekend for us, but I think other than Easter, I think we have trivia to catch, whether I'm going to check yours or the Singo, Easter egg hunts. We're going to start working on those April calendars.
Yep. And we need to announce a winner for our giveaway.
Yes.
So next week.
We do. So make sure this is your last week to send us a location, a person, a town, something. And we'll put you in for a $25 gift card to the local business of your choice. So thanks for sticking with us. This was episode
five.
So Brianna, happy Easter.
Yep.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
See you later.
See you later.